I shouldn't say finishing it. We never finish it. Hajo Nalach Masechet Ervin. We're gonna have to come back to it over and over again. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva speaking about in Shir to the Talmidim at YU about how do you become a posek? And he gave a shir and he said that he was the Rosh Yeshiva was studying over an area, and he thought he knew the answer. And all of a sudden he quoted Rav Moshe Zatzal, and he quoted a Bechoros and Masechet Bechoros, and he said, you have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And of course that I myself, I can speak only for myself, I'm not at that level, but we felt that the Rosh Yeshiva, who is at that level, could give us a review of the practical halachas in Eruvin. There's so many halachas, but in terms of Eruvin itself is such an important masechet, and so halacha l'maaseh, that we thought that we have the chance to have a gadol ador to be with us. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you're with us, and Hashem should give you the strength to continue ad me'ev esrim shana lo yoter, to continue teaching in Marbitz Torah to Am Yisrael. Rav Schechter.
Amen. Thank you very much. Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Good evening. Min HaTorah, there's a Rishus HaYachid and there's a Rishus HaRabim. And whatever is neither Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRabim is considered a Makom Ptur. It's a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want. And with the Rabbanan, they took the Makom Ptur and they divided it into two different categories. Sometimes we leave it in the status of a Makom Ptur. It's a free-for-all. You can do whatever you want. And many of the places that Min HaTorah declared as a Makom Ptur are declared midrabbanan as a Karmelis. On the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing as a Karmelis. What are the dinim of Hoitzoah? There are 39 malachas. So the last malach is Hamoitzim Mishus Lishus. Either you carry from Mishus Rabim to Mishus HaYochad, you carry from Mishus HaYochad to Mishus HaRabim, or if you carry Dalalamis, then the Mishus HaRabim. That's what's awesome in our Torah. And with the Rabbanan, they prohibited even carrying Dalet Amos in a Karmelis, as the Chumris of Rishus HaRabim. Or you're not allowed to carry from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochad, from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. And then there's another Chumrim with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says the beginning of the second Perek in Erevin, Shlomo HaMelech made a gzeira that if you have, let's say you have an apartment building, so Reuben's family lives in this apartment, Shimon's family lives in that apartment, so Min HaTorah, a Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't matter who lives there. Any Rishus HaYachid, what the definition of Rishus HaYachid is pretty easy. Rishus HaYachid is a makom. Definition of a makom is dalet al dalet tfachim, not dalet al dalet amos. For chiyuv mezuzah, you have to have dalet al dalet amos because you need a diras keva. But for Rishus HaYachid, you don't need a diras keva. You don't need any dira at all. If you have a makom definition is dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim. And it's mukav mechitzis that a tenth tefachim tall. That's the definition of a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't matter who owns it. Let's say the city hall is owned by the municipality, and it's a Rishus HaYachid. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't matter who owns it. A makom mukav mechitzis, mechitza, definition of mechitzis is tenth tefachim tall. That's a Rishus HaYachid. So in HaTorah, it doesn't matter whether Shimon's family lives there, Reuben's family lives there. Let's say you have an apartment. I live in an apartment building. You have 100 apartments. Each apartment, a different family lives. So, Min HaTorah, the whole apartment building is one Rishus HaYochid, and the apartment building across the street is a Rishus HaYochid. So, Min HaTorah, you would be permitted to throw a ball from one of the apartments on this side of the street into the window across the street, even though the different people live across the street, even though the ball is passing through Avir Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara has a din Rishus HaRabim is only Teifus to Avir up until 10 Tfachim. Above 10 tefachim, Avir and Rishus HaRabim is Makom Ptur, free for all. So really it should be mutter to throw a ball from this side of the street to the other side of the street to go into the window to land in the Rishus HaYachid there. So if the both apartments are lived in by the same family, by the same people, then it's takam mutter. The only thing is, it's awesome at the Rabbanah because you may miss. You may miss the target. And the ball may not land in the window, may fall in the street. So then it'll come out that you threw the ball from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim or into the Karmelis, whatever the nature of the street will be. But if it's a dead giveaway, if it's not shaykh to miss, and the apartment across the street and the apartment on this side of the street, they're not that. That's Reuven's family lives there, Shimon's family lives there. Nobody lives there, nobody lives here. So they're both on the same level. So then it's takamutar halacha lemais. But in the same, let's say if you have an apartment building with 100 apartments, so you're not allowed to carry from Reuven's apartment to the hallway, you're not allowed to carry Dalaramis in the hallway, and not allowed to carry from Reuven's apartment to Shimon's apartment, and so on. That was Takana Shleim HaMelech. He made a Takana that if it's Reuven's family lives here, Shimon's family lives here, it's a two different kinds of Rishus HaYochitz. On the level of the Reis, it doesn't exist. Rishus HaYochitz with an Issa Tilta, the concept doesn't exist on the level of the Reis. But with the Rabbanu Shleim HaMelech made such a Takana, Rishus HaYochitz with an Issa Tilta. You have to make an Eruv HaTzeris to blend together the Rishus HaYochid of Reuven and Rishus HaYochid of Shimon. So again, what's the definition of Rishus HaYochid? A Mokam Mukav Mechitz. Mokam is Dalar Adalar Tvachim. Mukav Mechitz. Mechitzes have to be 10 Tvachim Tvachim. There are a lot of details in what's called Mechitzes. What's the definition of Rishus HaRabim? Let's say on the level of their Isa. Orthodox Jews usually are careful to observe Dinam Derabbanan with the same zeal that we observe Dinam Deraisa. By the conservatives, they have a style. They used to have a style. Now everything is falling apart. But they used to have a style. Whenever something is the Rabbanon, so their rabbinical assembly would have the right to say, hey, Mamru, hey, Mamru. It's only a Din Derabbanon, so the Rabbanon have a right to be Mekel on a Din Derabbanon. So the Din Derabbanon made by the Tanoim of the Amoraim, and we are Rabbanon, we have Smicha also. So, hey, Mamar, hey, Mamar, it's only a Din Derabbanon, so we have the right to be Mekel on it. So Orthodox Jews don't assume like that. We don't say, hey, Mamar, hey, Mamru. It's only a Din Derabbanon, so we have the right to do away with it. So usually we observe Dinim Derabbanon with the same zeal as Dinim Deraisa. Here we have a Kula. So I'm going to explain. So you have to know what's the definition of Rishus HaRabim in HaTorah. So the Gemara says if you have a very narrow street that's not even Tes Zion Amma wide, it's not 16 Amas wide, that's not a Rishus HaRabim. It has to be 16 Amas wide. Then it has to be Eina Mekura, if you have, because all the Dinam of Haitzah learned out, all the Lamentas Melochas are learned out from Asiyas HaMishkan. And when they were traveling in the Midbar, the traveling in the Midbar was also part of Asiyas HaMishkan. It was, traveling in the Midbar was a Hiru Ashur, how they should travel. It was a Hiru Ashur of what? It was a Hiru Ashur of Asiyas HaMishkan, because the traveling was in order to put up the Mishkan in a new location. So the way they traveled in the Midbar, we learn our Dinam for Hoitzah, Hilchas Hoitzah, because the traveling in the Midbar was a Hiru Ashur of Asiyas HaMishkan and all the Malachas. Gemara says on the first half in Bava Kamma, that Beis Amin Aleph, the definition of the, how did the Tanoim figure out which are the Lamites of his Malachas? Whatever activity was important in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan was labeled as a Malachas. So carrying was important in constructing the Mishkan in the new location. So in the Midbar, they didn't have any roof over the Rishus HaRabim. So if the Rishus HaRabim will be Mekure, it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. So Makam Tur, it's a free-for-all on the level of their ice. So you have to have one condition, has to be Tezayin Amar Y. Another condition has to be Eina Mekure, shouldn't have a Tikra. That's a question, what if it only has a Tikra temporarily? You see here on St. Nicholas, the end of the year, when you get closer to December 25th, so they have streamers from one side of the street to the other in order to encourage the population and the neighborhood to shop more in the stores. So they put up a tikra temporarily. They put up a tikra just for a couple of weeks, and then a tikra of a cloth, and then they take it down. Or let's say in front of a lot of the stores, you have a hood. You have a hood in the front.
Awning.
An awning. So usually the awning is, a lot of times the awning is up, and sometimes it's down. So so that's a question. So the Sfasemis has a raya from the Gemara that even if the awning is only up temporarily, he thinks he sees from the Gemara that it also takes, for that period of time, takes off the din of Rishus HaRabim Derais. Okay. Is that all you need to be considered Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says it has to be Del Rabim. Let's say Rockefeller Square is owned by the Rockefeller Foundation in the middle of Manhattan. It's not owned by the municipality. So that does not have the din, even though Mamashi can have millions of people walking there, if it's privately owned, it does not have the din of a Rishus HaRabim. In order to be a Rishus HaYochid, does not have to be privately owned. The city hall can be a Rishus HaYochid. But in order to be a Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Shel Rabim. That's a Beferish Gemara Chav Beis on the base in Erevin, that if you have a city, there are cities in America which are privately owned, and the owner of the city rents out houses or he sells houses, but the whole city belongs to a private individual. So that will not have the din of Rishus HaRabim there. I said the streets that you want to declare as Rishus HaRabim have to belong to the municipality or to the federal government or to the state government. If it's privately owned, doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so what else do you need? So some of the Rishonim, a whole group of Rishonim came up. They had such a gears in the Gemara that if you don't have sins in the Midbar, when they were traveling, all the dinim of Shabbos are learned out from Asiyas HaMishkan, and the laws of Hoytzo are learned out from the traveling in the Midbar, because the traveling in the Midbar was for the purpose of constructing the Mishkan in a new location. So in the Midbar, they had Shish and Reba Jews traveling. So it only has the status of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa if you have Shish and Reba people. Okay. And many Rishonim disagree with this. They didn't have that gears in the Gemara. We don't have it in our Gemara, but some of the Rishonim had it. And they didn't interpret this in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Shel Rabim and Shel Yochid. So those Rishonim say it doesn't mean, Shel Rabim doesn't mean Shish and Reba. Shel Rabim means it should belong to the municipality. It shouldn't be privately owned. That everyone agrees. If the Rishus HaRabim is privately owned, like Rockefeller Plaza, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. But there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim. What if you don't have Shish and Reba people? What's the definition of Shish and Reba people? Also a question. So some say you have to have the simple lotion of some Rishonim is you have to have Shish and Reba people walking in this particular street every single day. Shish and Reba people walking in this street every single day. The Rav Moshe Feinstein adopts the position of the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura came up with the Chiddush. He doesn't think you need Shish and Reba people in any particular street. He thinks if you have Shish and Reba people roaming in the city and all the streets together at the same time, that makes the whole city into Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. Even on this particular street, you're never going to have Shish and Reba. Okay, so that's a question. What's the definition of Rishus HaRabim? Do you need Shish and Reba or not? So usually when you make an Erev means you put mechitzas around the area and you make an inter Rishus HaYochid. You put mechitzas around the area, so you're going to block the traffic so people can walk and people can drive their cars. Not everybody in New York City wants to be a Shomer Shabbos. We live with non-Jews and we live with non-observant Jews. And Yerushalayim also, unfortunately, not everybody wants to be a Shomer Shabbos. So you can't just put up mechitzas all around the place. So you have to put up mechitzas that are not going to prevent the flow of traffic. So that poses a problem. The whole definition of a mechitza, you make the mokum mukaf mechitzas. What's the definition of mukaf? That it blocks the traffic. But if you have us, the Gemara on Chav Beis Amar Aleph and Ervin raises an issue. If you have osu rabim umevatle mechitza, you have mechitzas around an area that don't really block the flow of the traffic continues to go. Let's say when we used to go to the bungalow colony, so we used to have an Erev to be allowed to carry on Shabbos from one bungalow to the other. When in the middle of the week, when the children would play baseball or something, half of the team would be in the Erev, half the team would be out of the Erev. The Erev does not block the flow of the traffic. So how can we always make an Erev with the Tzuris HaPesach? That's what we call a Tzuris. In Yiddish, they call it an Erev. The people who work, the non-Jews who work for Broadway Maintenance Company, they make a Reuven in New York for money, so they call the poles with the string, they call out the Erev. Strictly speaking, that's called the Tzuris HaPesach, the frame of a door. The Erev is the box of matzahs that you put away to be mitzaref all of the people together, to solve the problem that Shlomo HaMelech raised. You need mechitzis, you need Tzuris HaPesach, you have two mezuzahs on either side and a mashkov, perhaps two mezuzahs for a mashkov. So that's called the Tzuris HaPesach. That's relevant for mezuzah. One is only obligated to put a mezuzah if you have a Tzuris HaPesach. And it's relevant for Pesach Mitzrayim. They put the Zrikas Hadam on Shtei Mezuzas, the Hamashkov. And it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. And it's a din in Kelayim. Let's say I want to plant Ayon, North Dakota and South Dakota. I want to plant grain in North Dakota and grapes in South Dakota. So if I'm going to plant up until the border, so then it's going to be Kloy HaKerem. North Dakota, South Dakota is Chutzlar. So that's only Medirabon. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, where Kloy HaKerem is Anissa Derais. So if you have grapes growing over here till the border, and then you have grain growing on the other side till the border, you have no fence separating between the two. So that's in Eretz Yisrael, that'll be Kloy HaKerem Derais. So you have to have a fence to separate. So the Gemara says in the first Perek in Erev, the Gemara quotes Mishnayis from Kelayim, even if you just make what we call in Yiddish or in Broadway maintenance people, they call that an Erev, two poles and a string on top, even though the grapes and the grain are growing together above the ground, the yonik from the ground below, and they're growing on top of each other above the ground, because the whole separation between the one side of the one side where you have the grapes and the other side where you have the grain, it's only what we, Atzuras HaPesach. Let's say you have a shul, you want to separate between the men and the women. So you have Atzuras HaPesach in between. So when the rabbi holds his sermon and some of the people are going to fall asleep, the women are going to be sleeping on the men's shoulder. The men are going to be sleeping on the women's shoulder. It doesn't help in a shul if you make a mechitza, there's going to be a tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have a fence to separate between the men and the women. But for kiloi hakerem, the Gemara says, the Gemara calls it peya. Peya materis, that's called peya. What we call tzuras ha-pesach, the Tanaim called it peya. So peya is good mechitza on the level of the raisa, to be mater, that I can plant grapes up until the tzuras ha-pesach. On the other side, I can plant grain, even though below the ground they're yoinik from each other, and above the ground they're growing on top of each other. Since officially you have that tzuras ha-pesach is dina kemechitza, so that's mater kiloy. So we assume in Hilchos Shabbos also like that. If you have an area that's the bungalow colony, and you have a tzuras ha-pesach around and around and around, so most assume that that would be a rishus ha-yochid manator. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Prima Godim. Prima Godim, keep in mind, was a Galatianer who had a position. He lived in Frankfurt, the two Frankfurts in Germany. I live in Washington Heights. That's Frankfurt on the Main River. There's a Frankfurt on the Oder River. So the Prima Godim lived on the other Frankfurt on the Oder. He was a Galatianer. He was a Malamed in Germany. So he has a blend. It's a Galatiana style of learning. And he writes about Yekishim in Hogim Allah. So the Prima Godim, quoted by the Bir Aloch and the Mishnah Berurah, raises a suffix. Does Tzuras HaPesach accomplish that the area is of Shusa Yochid Min HaTorah? So if a person will carry from a Shusa Rabim into a Mokam Mukav Mechitzis, the Mokam Mukav only has a Tzuras HaPesach, will that be a Hoitzor Deraisa? He carried from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Or maybe, no, maybe the Tzuras HaPesach only works on Hilchos Shabbos on the level of the Rabbanon. If the whole prohibition against carrying in this area is that it's a Carmelis, so to carry in a Carmelis is only the Rabbanon, so then, hey, Momru, hey, Momru. So the Chachamim who made the din of Carmelis, the Chumre, they made a kula and they said that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it makes it into a Makom Mukav, makes it into Rishus HaYochid. But if someone will carry from the Rishus HaRabim, and they make an Akira and Rishus HaRabim, make a Hanoch in a Makom Mukav, Tzuras HaPesach, maybe it's only a Carmelis. Maybe on the level of the Raisa, it's a Makom Tur. And that maybe the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. This is the Sufik of the Prima God. So the Chazanish was a Litvak, and the Litvakas never had too much respect for Galatiana, a totally different Derech HaLimon. And even the Prima Godim, who has on Arachayim and on Yoridei, Prima Godim is a Posek Mefursim, so the Litvakas didn't have such great respect. So the Chazon Ish says the Prima Godim made a mistake. By Galatiana, it's impossible. I can say Prima Godim made a mistake. What are you talking about? Prima Godim knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. He's writing on Erev and he made a mistake. So the Chazon Ish says, obviously it's wrong, because the Gemara says, Peyem HaTeres B'Kalayim, I can plant grapes on one side of the fence, and grain on the other side, and it takes off the Yisra Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, not only North Dakota, South Dakota, Chutzlo, it's Kloy HaKerem Chutzlo, it's only Mid the Rabbanon, because Menater, it's a Chavis Karka, it's an agricultural mitzvah, and Menater, the Mishnah says at the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, agricultural mitzvahs only apply mina Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to plant kilayim, grapes to the fence, and tvua to the other side of the fence, and the whole fence is only a tzuras ha-pesach. So you see the tzuras ha-pesach is matem and isa kilayim mina Torah. So how can you say that by Shabbos it's only the Rabban? So the Galatian Achronim can't conceive such a thing, that the Prima Godim forgot the Gemara. That's on Daf Tezvav and Erevin in the middle of the hour. He's talking about Erevin. The Gemara and Erevin quotes that din in Kilayim. So they distinguish, they say, the two different dinim of Mechitza. By Kilayim, the role of the Mechitza is to be mafsik. You want to be mafsik between the grain on one side and the grapes on the other side. So Tzuras HaPesach apparently is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. It's not a pasuk anywhere. Tzuras HaPesach is a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that it's good for Mechitza HaMafsekes. For Shabbos purposes, it's not a Mechitza HaMafsekes. It's supposed to be a Mechitza HaMakefes. In order to be considered a Rishus HaYochid, Menat Torah has to be a Makam Mukaf Mechitzas. So that's what the Prima Godim was Mesupik. Maybe a Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza on the level of the Raisa only by Kilayim. He doesn't spell it out, but that's what the later Galatian Achrenim explained. Megodim was mesupik. Maybe Tzuras HaPesach is only a mechitza min haTorah, when all you need is a mechitza hamafsekes to be mafsek between the grapes on this side and the grain on the other side. But for Shabbos purposes, you have to have a mokamukav around and around. Let's say part of the Erev falls down. So I'll say, well, I live on the other part of the Erev, I can carry. No, you can't carry anywhere. In order to carry anywhere in the Erev, the whole area has to be mukav mechitzas harum and harum. So that's what the Prima Godim was mistapik to say. Maybe a Tzuras HaPesach is not a valid mechitza min haTorah to be considered a Rishus HaYochid. So he's mistapik to say Tzuras HaPesach is only a mechitza, where the whole Yisro HaYitzor is only the Rabbanon. Then you can rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. When we make an Erev, we're always relying on Tzuras HaPesach. We're not going to put fences. The neighbors won't let us. The non-Jews certainly won't let us, and the Jews also won't let us put in fences to block the traffic. So the only Erev you can possibly talk about is an Erev of Tzuras HaPesach. So according to the Prima Godim, that Tzuras HaPesach in Hilchos Shabbos maybe only works with the Rabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha quotes that Sofik of the Prima Godim. Then by definition, an Erev of a Tzuras HaPesach will only work if the whole Yisro HaYitzor in the first place is the Rabbanon. So then you can say, honestly, hey mamre ve hey mamre, the whole Yisro HaYitzor is only mid Rabbanon, because it's only a Carmelist. So therefore, you can be mata the Yisro HaYitzor with a Tzuras HaPesach. That's one reason why whenever you're interested in making an Erev in an area, the first hurdle you have to overcome is you have to determine, are you dealing with a Rishus HaRam Deraisa or only with a Carmelis? If the Yisro HaYitzor is Deraisa, then you can't make an Erev. Why not? Why can't you make an Erev? So one reason is because, according to the Prima Godim's suggestion, the Erev you're going to make is going to be Tzuras HaPesach. It's not going to be real fences. Tzuras HaPesach, he suggests, maybe it's only made the Rabbanon in Hilchos Shabbos. So it only works to solve a problem, the Rabbanon. So if you're dealing with the real Rishus HaRam Deraisa, then Tzuras HaPesach isn't going to work. That's one reason why the first step when you want to make an Erev is you have to determine some reason or another that the area that you want to enclose with the Erev is only a Carmelis. It's not an Yisro HaYitzor Deraisa. Then there's another reason based on the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. What's the din? There's a Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. What's the din? You have, it happens to be Pasi Biros. Those who remember the Masechta, that's a very fluky Erev. And you can, animals can walk through, the people can walk through. It doesn't prevent the flow of traffic at all. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Machlekes Rebbeinu and Rabbanan. You have a Mechitza. You have Mechitzas, Makif an area. And the Mechitzas do not prevent the flow of traffic. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Are those mechitzas valid or not? Maybe I should say, also rabim, or mevatle mechitza. Since it doesn't block the flow of traffic, it can't be called a mechitza. Mechitza means the mokum is mukaf. Mokum mukaf means that you can't break in. So it's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah, and it's a machlokes hatanaim in the Braise, opposite from what it says in the Mishnah. Braise is a different case. And Rabbi Yehuda, who said one way in the Mishnah, and the Braisa says the other way. And the Chachamim said one way in the case in the Mishnah, and said the opposite in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, what is the din over here? So the Gemara says, they both basically they say the same thing. We divide all the mechitzas into two categories. The mechitzas berios, gesunte mechitzas, real sturdy, real solid walls. Then you have mechitzas geruos, shvacha mechitzas. If you're dealing with mechitzas berios, if you have real sturdy mechitzas, then it doesn't bother me, also rabim. Mechitzas brios, gesunte mechitzas, the fact that it doesn't block the flow of traffic doesn't bother me. But if you're dealing with mechitzas geruos, so then you say also rabim about the mechitzas. And the machlokes, as a beauty in the rabbanim, is when do you consider it mechitzas geruos and when do you consider it mechitzas brios? That's the rule. Fine. So the question is, let's say you make a mechitza with tzuras ha-pesachs. Even assuming that, like the Chazanish, the Tzuras HaPesach, even assuming Tzuras HaPesach is a din deraisa v'harai from Kelayim, and if it works by Kelay Menatar, it works by Shabbos Menatar, you don't hold like this suggestion that they're different din of Mechitza. Even if one should assume that Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza deraisa, would you consider that Mechitza Bria or Mechitza Gerua? So the Ritva says that's a Mechitza Bria. That's what a Tzuras HaPesach is supposed to be. You have a building, then you have the frame of the door, you have Kohen Mikam, the Kohen Mikam, two mezuzahs and a mashkov, and then you open the door that people want to walk in. That's what a doorway is all about, that it allows the flow of traffic. So the fact that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, also Rabbim, people can walk through it, that's what makes it into a Tzuras HaPesach. Adarab, that's not a chisorin. It doesn't make it into a weaker mechitza. Mechitza grua, it's a mechitza bria. We have not accepted that opinion of the Ritva. The classical poskim all assume, like the other Rishonim, that an erev, a mechitza, that consists of Tzuras HaPesach, all you have is kana mikam, kana mikam, kana agabeyim, that's a mechitza grua. Because it's parutz meru balaimet. Everything is missing. It's open all over the place. So we assume that that's a mechitza gerua, and there's an issue of aser rabim about the mechitza. And when you make an erev, you can't prevent the flow of traffic. A lot of the neighbors will not want that. The Goyisha neighbors don't want it. A lot of the Jews won't want it. So the erev has to be made from Tzuras HaPesach. So if that's a mechitza gerua, so then you say, so the whole erev is no good. So there's a Tosfos on Daf Chabeis HaManav, a little Tosfos has a suggestion. They don't prove it. They don't have any proof of their position. They say the Gemara could have answered one of the problems by saying, if the whole prohibition of Hoitzah is only the Rabbanon, if you're dealing with the Nisa Hoitzah the Rabbanon, then you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim and Mevat LeMechitza. That's what Tosfos writes. So this is, the Tosfos says that in one particular case, Tosfos says it like this. Let's say you have a Rishus HaYochid with U-shaped walls around it. You have walls on three sides, and on the fourth side, it's Pasuch, it's open. So Minatari, you're allowed to carry there. Midirabbanan, you have to make a tikkun. Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry. If you only have three walls and you're missing, you have a rectangular shape. You only have walls on three sides, and the fourth wall is missing. So Minatari, you're allowed to carry. And Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to carry. So Tosfos says, on the fourth wall, that's only needed midrabbanan, you don't have to worry about osir rabim and mevat lemechitza. That's what Tosfos is talking about. So the Mordechai later in Erevin, that's on Davcha based, the little Tosfos. The Mordechai later in Erevin, Perek Hador, where the Mishnayos have more details about Erevin. So in Perek Hador, he quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg that the Minig was, the Bar Rutenberg is the end of the Balei HaTosfos. He was a Talmud of the Urzarua, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudas Sirlion. And the Talmidim of the Maharam Rutenberg with the Rosh and the Mordechai now goes Maimini, he was the end of the Tkufa of the Balei HaTosfos. So the Mordechai in Perek Hador was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg, so he quotes in his name, whenever the area that you want to make an Erev in is only an Issur Hitzor Midrabbanan, it's only a Carmelist to begin with, then Tosfos said you don't have to be concerned about Osir Rabbim and Vata Mechitzta. Truth of the matter is Tosfos didn't really say that. Tosfos only said it when you have a rectangular shape area, you have mechitzas on three walls, U-shape, and you're missing on the fourth wall. So Min HaTorah, we consider it as if it's mukav kulo. Min HaTorah is considered as if there is a mechitza there. It's considered a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. With the Rabbanan, you need a mechitza. So So that's a derabbanan kal. But let's say you have an area that's a karmelis. It's not a rishus sayachid min ator. It's a karmelis min ator. And the mechitza is going to be put up, going to make an inter rishus sayachid. So maybe their tesis would never say that. So that's what the Maram Rutmerk took the tesis, took what tesis wrote on Habez Amanav, took it one step further. He understood tesis to say, whenever the whole prohibition of Haitzor that you want to solve is only the Rabbana to begin with, if Menatar, it's a Makam Tur. It's only with the Rabbana that you Machmer, because it's a Karmelis. We divided the Makam Tur into two. Some of them remain a Makam Tur, some of them they declare as a Karmelis. If the whole prohibition of Haitzor to begin with is only the Rabbana, then you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim and Mavatla Mechitzim. So these are the two reasons why, whenever you're interested in making an Erev in an area, so everybody says, no, if it's a Rishus Rabbim Deraisa, you can't make an Erev, only if it's only a Karmelis. Why? The first reason is because of the Prima Godim. According to the Prima Godim, Tzuras HaPesach only works with the Rabbanan. It only works to solve a problem with the Rabbanan. It works by Kelayim min Ator, but by Shabbos it only works with the Rabbanan. So the whole issue to begin with is only the Rabbanan. Then you can say Hey Mama Behem Amru. But if you're dealing with the Rishus Ram Deraisa, Tzuras HaPesach has no role at all. And the other reason is, even if you should hold not like the Prima Godim, like the Chazon Ish wasn't afraid, he says the Prima Godim made a mistake. That since Tzuras HaPesach is good min Ator to be Mata Kelayim, so it's good min Ator to be Mata Tilt along Shabbos as well. So even if you hold like the Chazon Ish, that Tzuras HaPesach works min Atorah to be makif amokun, to make it a Rishus HaYachid, but whenever the Yisur HaTzor is deraisa, then you have to be concerned about Asur Rabbim or Mevatla Mechitzta, because Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitzta Grua. So in a Mechitzta Grua, we are concerned about Asur Rabbim or Mevatla Mechitzta. So, but if you can declare the area as a Karmelis, as a Mokum Tur min Atorah, it's only a Karmelis, also Tikari Medir Rabbanon. So then the Maram Rutmerk said, as an extension of what Tesis wrote on Dav Chabbeis and Aleph, that you don't have to worry about Osir Rabbim about the Mechitzta. So how do you take, let's say, I live on Bennett Avenue. You have streets over here. How do you take streets and declare that they're not the Rishus HaRabim? So in Europe, the commonly accepted practice was to follow the Shitas Bale HaTosfos, that if you don't have Shishim Riba people living in a city, if they lived in little villages, the Bale HaTos lived in tiny little villages, sometimes there wasn't even a minyan. Sometimes there's only one Jewish family living in the whole city. Sometimes there wasn't even a minyan in the city. Sometimes there was a minyan, but there was certainly not Shishim Riba population, Goyim and the Jews together. There wasn't Shishim Riba. So if you live in a little city where there's no Shishim Riba, so that was Mekubal in Europe, they were Mekel. They followed that Shita and Tosfos, that if you don't have Shishim Riba, people walking on the street, or you don't even have Shishim Riba, people walking at all the streets together in the whole city, you don't have Shishim Riba people, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So then the whole Yisur HaTzor is only the Rabbanan, so then you don't have to be concerned about Asur Rabim, and then the Erev is good, even though it's only a Tzuras HaPesach. In fact, the Taz writes a famous line, it's so mukubal, this Shita Lahakil, that if you don't have Shishim Riba, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, ki'ilu baskol yotze, people treated as if a baskol had come down in Hashemayim and said the din is like Tosfos, that if you don't have Shishim Riba, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So that's what the others make fun of the Taz, and they say, imashgichem baskol, even if a baskol would have come down from heaven, why should we paskin like the baskol? There's so many Rishonim who disagree, so it's very interesting. For so many years, this was the kula in Europe. Everybody relied on the fact that in all the little and big cities, it's a problem. You have Shishim Riba. But in all the little villages, you don't have Shishim Riba population. So they assumed it's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So therefore, you can make an Erev. So it was a great Goyen, Abyankala Karlina. He was the rabbi in Karlin. He learned in Valozhin. He was from the early Talmidim of Rav Chaim Valozhin and Valozhin Yeshiva. And he wrote the Tshuvas Mishkanes Yankiv. He lived in the Karlin with the Karlin Hasidim, with the Stolen Hasidim. The Stolen and Karlin are twin cities, like Bergenfield and Tinek. If you walk 10 minutes, you go from Tinek to Bergenfield. It's in the middle of the city, it changes. So if you walk 10 minutes, you go from Karlin to Stolen. So because he was dealing with the Hasidim, he was the rabbi in the city. So several of his tshuvas are to attack practices that the Stalin and Hasidim had, that many Hasidim have. They were makpid to have dafka a green esrik. So he said that's a misunderstanding of the Zohar. And a lot of the Sfardim, a lot of Hasidim put on shal yad in his sitting position. He said that's a misunderstanding of the Zohar. He has a lot of things where he's attacking the Hasidim. And the Hasidim had the practice in Europe. It was very common for many years. When there was no Erev in the city, they would ask the young child to carry the talis for them to shul on Shabbos. So he said, that's a violation of the Pasuk in Aseres Hadibros. So also called Melocha, Ato Bimcha Vitecho. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta, Bimcha Vitecho means Ktanim. If the Gdolim, if the children are bar mitzvah, then they're included in Ato. Ato doesn't only refer to the people who are present standing in Har Sinai. Ato refers to all of us who are after bar mitzvah throughout all the generations. So bincha b'techet means the children before bar mitzvah. Children before bar mitzvah are not mechuyev to observe Shabbos. They're not mechuyev b'dover. The answer is no, but the parents are not allowed to ask them to do a malacha for them. So he complains that's a violation of the aseres hadibros, and he said their eyes to ask the children. He has a lot of tshuvas, but he attacks the chassid. So he has the tshuva where he complains. Why is everybody mekel to rely on, he was gunning out to do away with all the Eruvin. Why is everybody mekel that if you don't have Shishim Riba population in the city, you don't have Bishur Saram Deraisa, so therefore you can make an Erev with the Tzuris HaPesach, and you don't have to be concerned about Osir Rab Batal Mechitz, because the whole list of carrying is only the Rabbanon. Half of the Rishonim don't agree, and he gives you a whole list of all the Chachmei Sfarad. The Chachmei Ashkenaz were the ones who came up with this. Some had the Girsa of the Gemara, and others didn't have the Gersa, but they interpreted the Gemara Shel Rabim that you have to have Shishim Riba people. And the others, the many Chachmei Sfarad, they all say it's not true, you don't need Shishim Riba. So this was the Taina. So both the Orach HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah quote this, that one of the Gdolim in the earlier generation, he was a Talmud or Rav Chaim Volozhin in the early 1800s. He was from the early Talmidim in Volozhin Yeshiva. So they both, the Mishnah Berurah and the Orach HaShulchan both say that the Mishkan HaSiyanka was ma'arer on the whole common practice that you make an Erev with the Tzuras HaPesach because it's not a Mishul Saram Derai. So there's Zok that we paskin like that. It's a Sveka Dedina whether you paskin the Yenichish and Riba or not. So the Mishnah Berurah often has this idea. It comes to defend the Minhag HaOlam. Different parts of the Mishnah Berurah were written by different people. There was a whole group of people working on the Mishnah Berurah project. So some of them totally ignored what the common practice was, and others did like the Orach HaShulchan always tries to defend the common practice. So here, this part of the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Erevin, he tries to defend the common practice. So he says, maybe it's based on the following. The Rambam seems to hold that you're right, that half of the Rishonim don't hold from the need for Shishim Ribo to be considered a Rishus Ram Deraisa. So even if you live in a little village where there's not at all such a big population, it'll still be a Rishus Rabim Deraisa. But the whole din of Asir Rabim Vata Mechitzta, according to the Ram, that whole din is only Midi Rabbanan. That whole din is only Midi Rabbanan. So again, if you hold like the Ramam, that the whole din of Asir Rabim Vata Mechitzta is only the Rabbanan, and the din doesn't apply if the whole Yisra Haitzua is only Midi Rabbanan, so it's like a Sveka de Rabbanan Lekula. Maybe the din is like the Chachmei Ashkenaz that you need Shishim Ribo. And even if the din is not like Chachmei Ashkenaz, but it's only a din de Rabbana, it's not a Sveika de Raisa. It's not a Sveika de Raisa. Even if it is also Rabbat HaMechitza, that din itself is only with the Rabban. That's how the Mishnah Berurah defends the Kamen Minig. Or HaShulchan comes to defend the Kamen Minig differently. Again, the Mishnah Berurah defends the Kamen Minig by saying, let's start again. The Taz says the minig is everybody makes an Erev in all the little villages because you don't have Shishim Ribo. And we rely, Kilo Abaskal came out from heaven that the din is like Tesis, that if you don't have Shishim Ribo population, you're not dealing with the Rishus Aram Deraisa. And if it's not a din of Hoitzah Deraisa, then you don't have to worry about Osir Rab Marat Mechitza, then Tzuris HaPesach is good. So that's what the Taz says. Mishnah Berurah is quotes the Mishkan HaSiyankev raises the issue, but half of the Rishonim don't believe in Shishim Ribo. So the Mishnah Berurah defends the minig even if it's sveka d'dina, even if you hold it, it's a suffik, where they need shishimibo, but it's not a suffik on a deraisa. Because the Rambam says the whole din itself of asa rab matan mechitzta is only an issue of the Rabbana. On the level of the deraisa, there is no such din. So since the whole din you're dealing with is a din the Rabbana, and a half of the Rishonim hold that you need shishimibo to be considered a rishus harabim. And if it's not rishus harabim deraisa, then you don't have to worry about asa rab matan mechitzta. So it's a suffik on the level of the Rabbana, so suffik the Rabbana will make them. That's the Mishnah Berurah's defense of the practice. Or HaShulchan dug up by Yerushalmi, he comes up with a new info. The only time it's considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa has to be Tezayin Amah wide, has to be Eina Mekure, has to be Shel Rabim, she can't be privately owned, fine. And then it has to be Rishus HaRabim with the Hey Hayadia. So where I go in the summertime, some of you may be familiar, I go to Tannersville. In the summertime. So Tannersville, a little village, and the main street cuts through the whole city. Half of the city is on one side of Main Street, half of the city on the other side of the street. If you want to know which is the main street in the city, there's only one main street, Main Street. So the Aruch HaShulchan interprets Yerushalmi like that. We didn't have a tradition of how to interpret Yerushalmis. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. In New York City, can you pick out which street is the Rishus HaRabim? Broadway is a big street, St. Nicholas, a lot of big streets. It's such a big city, there are a lot of big streets. So each big street is in competition with the other big street, which is the Hey Hayadiyah, the Rishus HaRabim. So each one shoots down the other one, so none of them, so neither, none of them are Rishus HaRabim Derais. One could have argued Fakert, if the city is so big that there's more than one main street, so for sure it should be Rishus HaRabim Derais. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan interpreted in the Yerushalmi. There was a major Pesach in the city Lomja who wrote the Shargas HaTshuvas, Divrei Malkiel. So he has quite a few volumes, 8 or 9 volumes, I forgot already. So in an earlier volume, he quotes this idea from the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, it's a joke. What do you mean? The bigger the city is, so the more main streets you have, so the more reason there is to say that everything is Rishus HaRabim Derais. And then after a couple of years, it grew on him, the idea. And then in a later volume of the Divrei Malkiel, he says, maybe it is correct. He does adopt the position. He says, if the city is so big that you can't really pinpoint which is the main street. There are a lot of big streets and they compete with each other who gets the prize to be the main street in the city. So none of them have the status of Rishus HaRabim Derais. So if nothing has a status of Rishus HaRabim Derais, so it's only a Carmelis. So if you're dealing with an Iso Haitzoa, they're Rabbana, it's only a Kamalis, then you don't have to be concerned about Osir Rabbim Vat Mechitzta, so you can rely on the Tzuras HaPesach. So these were the suggestions that were given, what they relied on. Traditionally, the Bali HaTesvis held like their sheet, that you need Shishim Ribo. So the Maram HaBrutenberg was the end of the period of the Bali HaTesvis. So he says, we rely on the fact that you don't have Shishim Ribo, it's not a Shus HaRabim Deraisa, so that's why you don't have to be concerned about Asa Rab Matan Mechitzta. Mishkan and Siankov said, but what about the Sfardim? Not everybody holds like the Bali HaTesis. So the Mishnah Berurah solved the problem by saying, we're Mekel because the whole issue whether you have Shishim Ribo and whether you hold from Shishim Ribo is only if you're concerned about Asa Rab Matan Mechitzta. Asa Rab itself is only a Din de Rabbanim. So if you have a Sufi, Asa Rab doesn't apply if it's only a Carmelis. So here it may be a Carmelis. Half of the Rishonim hold it's a Carmelis, so you can be a Mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan had his kula. Came the Chazon Ish, and he has a totally different kula. So the Chazon Ish, what happened was, just a little history, Rabbi Munk, Rabbi Brunschbigel's, if you may remember, Rabbi Brunschbigel's first father-in-law, was Rabbi Munk in Paris. So in the middle of the Second World War, he sent a shaila to Rab Chaim Moiser, who was the major poisk at that time. He wants to make an erev in Paris. Is it permissible? And he explained the shaila. Rab Chaim Moiser wasn't well already. Towards the end, he died in the middle of the Second World War. So he didn't answer the letter. So he ignored it. So then Rabbi Munk sent again a second letter to Rab Chaim Moiser. Rab Chaim Moiser saw he can't ignore it. So he sent a letter to the Chazon Ish, who had already moved to Eretz Yisrael before the Second World War. Chazon Ish went to Eretz Yisrael before the war. So he consulted with the Chazon Ish and with the rabbi who was responsible for the Erev in Vilna. He doesn't say his name, but when they printed the letter, Chaim Moses' letter, they identified what his name was. not a familiar name to me. So the Chazon Ish writes the following, and it's that people think the Chazon Ish invented. The Chazon Ish didn't invent this. Before the Chazon Ish was born, the Poskim already said this. There's a Sefer Orchas Chaim from the Sepinka, the rabbi in Sepinka, not the Chassidish Rebbe. The Orchas Chaim Sepinka is a likut of Achreinim on Or HaChaim, because the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev was written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius and his brother, and they were contemporaries of Rabbi Chaim Balozhina. They lived in the early 1800s, contemporaries of Rabbi Kiveger. And so he never quotes a Chassam Sefer. The Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya, Ebenezer Choshem Mishma, was written in the late 1800s. So he already quotes Chassam Sefer. So there's a Sefer, Orchas Chaim, by the Sepinka, where he quotes already later, Achronim, quotes already, it was printed, I think, the early 1900s, the late 1800s, the early 1900s. He has a Likud Kemat Sif by Sif. It's a very good set of Svarim together. They reprinted it, two tall volumes. A Likud of Achronim, practically Sif by Sif on Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes, before the Chazon Ish was born, the Achronim, the Gedolim already said like this. The Gemara has a din that a Mechitza HaMeres Me'ileho is also good Mechitza. You don't require that the mechitza should have been constructed l'shma l'shma the shem mechitza. So let's say I live on Bennett Avenue. So I live between 181st Street and 184th Street. It's one long block. There are no hapsokas in the middle. So the front of the buildings, when the Nachrim put up the building, when the construction workers made the buildings, they put up the walls to be makiv the inside of the apartment buildings. That's what they had in mind. But the walls also happen to be makif the street. So you have on one side of the street, on the eastern side of Bennett Avenue, you have from 181st to the 184th straight. The buildings all are contiguous. They all touch each other. There's no hapsok in between. Every inch in Manhattan is worth $1 million. So they don't have any empty spaces wasted. So the buildings, the same thing when you go downtown in Manhattan, the stores are from one corner to the next. The stores are, the front of the stores are all touching each other. They're all touching each other. So the front of the stores, the front walls of the stores serve as mechitzas for the street. So you have mechitzas on the eastern side of Bennett, and you have mechitzas on the western side. And then when you go to 181st, when you go south, it's a one-way street, you go south. So that if you go straight ahead, you're going to bump into the front of the buildings on 181st Street. So you have basically three mechitzas. So the whole area from 184th till the front of the stores, 181st, you have three mechitzas. You have the front of the stores is the third mechitza. You have the two mechitzas on either side of the street. Two mechitzas don't cross over to the other side of the street. But how much is missing? How big is the gap? So the mechitzas go from 184 to 181st, that's three blocks worth. The pirtza is less than the oimed. So you have oimed meruba ala paritz. So it's menatoira, it's considered a mechitza all the way across the street. So you have three mechitzas. So the this block of Bennett between 184th and 181st is the Rishus HaYochid menatoira. So why is it not the Rishus HaYochid min the Rabbanan? Because you have a pirtza yesa meyesa. The gap between the corner of Bennett and 181st, till you cross the street, to the front of the buildings, the front of the stores there, that gap is much more than 10 amos. According to Moshe Feinstein, 10 amos is exactly 18 feet. Exactly 18 feet. Others hold that it's, Chazon Ish hold that it's more, and others hold that it's less. Or Avraham Chaim Noah holds that it's a little less than 18 feet. But it's much more, the gap that's missing is more than 18 feet. So there was a big machlokes between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan Es Yankev regarding that din of pirtza yesa meyesa. If you have a mechitza that's omed meruba laparetz, but you have a big gap in one spot in the mechitza, you're missing yesa meyesa ramas in one spot. So the Mishkan says that that's no good. It's no good for Shabbos, and it's no good for Kilayim also. Pirtza yesa meyesa is no good. So this was a machlokes between the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, and the Mishkan Es Yankev. Is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabban? So the Chazon Ish writes, it was mekubal by the Moreh HaRoah, by the Poskim, to accept, to adopt the position of the Beis Ephraim, that din of Pirtzei Es Me'es is only the Rabbanan. When you have Omer Bubal Apar, it's only the Rabbanan. Now it's already years later. The Chazon Ish wrote this in the middle of the Second World War, and he wrote his Sefer on Erevin then, and he wrote it to Rab Chaim Moshe. Rab Chaim Moshe sent a letter to Rabbi Munk that we will allow you to make the Erev based on what the Chazon Ish said. I agree with him, and the rabbi who is who's in charge of the Erev in Vilna also agreed. So that was the three Gedolim who agreed, were the Chazon Ish, Rab Chaim Moshe, and the one who was Mumun on the Erev in Vilna. So this was the Chiddush that they came up with. In the years since the Second World War, many years have gone by, so they have printed more Kisviyat from Rishonim on Masechus Erevin, and now they came to the realization that this machlokes between the Mishkanes Yankif and the Beis Ephraim is really a machlokes HaRishonim. But the Chazon Ish says, so what? So it's a machlokes HaRishonim. But Mukubal by the Poskim was that like the Beis Ephraim said, that the Pirtza yes and yes, if you have Eimer Bubal Aparitz, so Minatar, it's a good Mechitza the way it is. The whole Issa Haitzah is only Medir Rabbanim. So that's what the Chazon Ish said. Why are you Mekel? Why could you be Mekel to make an Erev in Washington Heights? Not because of lack of Shishim Ribo, not because the streets compete with each other, which is the Hey Hayadiyah Rishus Harabim, the Svara of the Archa Shulchan. No. Because the streets are lined on either side with mechitzas, goes all the way down. The gap between one corner, when you cross the street, there's a gap. The gap is yeser meyeser, but the omer is always merubal aparetz. The part of the block that has the front of the buildings is much more. This omer is much more than the paretz. So I'm merubal aparetz. Pirtz yesmes is only the rabbanon. So minatur it's a rishus hayochid you're allowed to carry. And then he goes to explain if you have interlocking streets. So since we draw these imaginary lines on Bennett across the street, 181st Street, so that makes 181st Street into Rishus HaYochid, because 181st Street is lined on either side of the street, north and south. It's lined with buildings, and you have these imaginary lines that you just completed the Rishus HaYochid. So the imaginary lines make it into Rishus HaYochid. Then that makes 181st Street Rishus HaYochid. Then you draw imaginary lines all the way down 181st Street. It makes all the interlocking streets into Rishus HaYochid. So this idea of the Chazon Ish, this what when they make Eruvin today, and when they made the Eruvin in London, when was it? 20 years ago? I don't know. I think Rabbi Kimchi was then the rabbi in the shul in London when they made the Eruv. So the fellow made the Eruv was the one who put out. He's the one who put out, I think, 10 volumes on Erevin. Every Perek on Erevin put out another Sefer. And he was the one who helped make the Erev. He said, it's all based on the Chazon Ish. When they make Eruvin today in big cities, they're all relying on the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish wasn't the one who invented it. It was before the Chazon Ish was born. That was the Or Cheschaim from the Sepinke Rabbi quotes this. Then in the big cities where you have walls all over the place, usually you have gimel mechitzas that'll make the whole city into Rishus HaYochid, but you just have a problem of pirtzei yesemayes, so the whole Yisrael, so it's only the Rabbanon. So that's why we are noeg lehokil regarding osu rabbim avatel mechitz. Tosfos says, whenever the Yisrael, so it's only the Rabbanon, then you can be lenient, and then you don't have to be machman osu rabbim umavatel mechitz. In Manhattan, you have on either side of Manhattan, you have the Henry Hudson Parkway, and then you have the other one Harlem River Drive. So those two highways, that's a question. The Pashtus is that the two highways are considered a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. That's a Ramban in Erevin on Daf Nuntes. Ramban disagrees with Tosfos regarding the Shishim Ribo. He thinks you don't need Shishim Ribo. He doesn't have that Girsan. The Gemara didn't interpret the Gemara as saying that. He rejects the whole thing. He says, but even if you hold like Tosfos, even if you accept what the Baliyat Tosfos said, that if you don't have Shishim Ribo people, it's not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, that's only if he's talking about a street. Are the streets considered a Rishus HaRabim? But if you have a highway, Drachim HaHolchim, the year, a highway, even the Baalei HaTosfos would agree that you don't need Shishim Ribo. In other words, the definition of Rishus HaRabim is a highway. When you have a highway, Drachim HaHolchim, year to year, you don't need Shishim Ribo, and you don't need that it should be mefulish. It doesn't have to go straight. If you have a street in a city, so if you have such a big population, then I consider the street as a highway. I used to live, when I was a little boy, my father had a rabbinical position in Philadelphia. So we used to live on the street where there was traffic coming over from Camden, New Jersey, over the bridge into Philadelphia. All the traffic, all the big trucks went right in front of our house. So as mamish, we lived in a residential area, but the street was mamish a highway because all the traffic came from New Jersey right in front of our house. So that's what the Ramban explains. Shitas Balei HaTosfot that Dinei Shishim Ribo is, if you have a street in a city and you have Shishim Ribo, then the street is called a highway. But if you have a highway mamish, then you don't need Shishim Ribo. It is a highway. So the Pashtus should be like that, that the Harlem River Drive and the Henry Hudson Parkway, those are not streets in the city. You don't have houses or shops bordering over there. That's mamish highway. It's only highway over there. So Drach Mahoch near the year, Abishul Kutna has in his Chubis. He says, the meaning of Mekubal in Europe was they were always makel to make an Erev because of the lack of Shishim Ribo. So it's not a Rishu Saram Deraisa. But you can't be makel on Drach Mahoch near the year. He said, that's too much of a kula. Quite a few posts can have it like that. You can't be makel on that. Not only can't you be makel to make an Erev on, let's say, Route 4. Going to make an Erev and include Route 4 in New Jersey. Half of Tinica is on one side, Route 4, the other half of Tinica is on the other side. So the one who made the Erev originally included, is already a Sheikh and Offer, but he included part of Route 4. Route 4 is Mamisha Highway. That's a Rishu Sarab Deraisa. So it doesn't help if you don't have Shishim Riba over there. A highway is a highway. The Pashto says, that's a real Rishu Sarab Deraisa. Not only can you not include it, there's a din of Nifretz Lamakam Ha'osolo. If you have an area where there is an Erev, and you should be allowed to carry, but you can go from your area to another area without crossing a mechitza. Let's say you have a bridge or a tunnel. Let's say the George Washington Bridge takes you from Washington Heights to New Jersey. It doesn't begin at the edge of Washington Heights. The George Washington Bridge starts a few blocks into Washington Heights. So the Rabbi Mendel Kasher years ago made an area around Manhattan, but the air is relying on the edge of the island going straight. It doesn't always go straight. The good part of it goes like at the edge of the river. It's not always built up. The edge of Manhattan is not always built up. So the Pashto says that the George Washington Bridge is a derech ha'aleches mi'ir li'ir. So even if you have an Erev in Manhattan, but the Erev goes to the edge of Manhattan, and this is called Nifritz L'mokam Oselo, because you're allowed to carry in the middle of the Erev, but you can't carry across the bridge, because the bridge is a Rishu Sarabim Deraisa, because the Drach Mahoch Mi'er Li'er, it's a highway. It's literally a highway. So there's a Din Midrabanan, if you have a Mokam Mukav Mechitza, but it's possible to carry from that Mokam Mukav Mechitza to a place where you're not allowed to carry across the bridge without crossing a Mechitza. So then you have to put a tzuris hapes. You have to put something to separate. That's called, you can't have nifretz lemokam asola. You can't have the mokam mukaf where you want to carry should be open into the area where you're not allowed to carry. So that's, you have to have something to separate between the area of Manhattan and the bridge going over to New Jersey. So this is the outline of the story. Whenever you want to make... Whenever you want to make an Erev in an area, first you have to establish, are you dealing with the Rishu Saram Deraisa or not? And there's several things to rely on to knock it down from the status of Rishu Saram Deraisa. In Shulchan Aruch it says, it's only Rishu Saram Deraisa if you have Shishim Ribo, and the street is Mefulish. So what does it mean the street is Mefulish? So Pasha Pshat is, let's say those who know in Flatbush, all the streets around Brooklyn College all come to a dead end. So those streets that come to, you can't go straight. You're blocked over there. So if the street comes to a dead end, you can't go right there. You have to turn around, make a U-turn and go out. That's not Mefulish. So the Pashto says that's not a Rishu Saram Deraisa. even Bennett Avenue, you can't keep on going. When you get to 181st Street, you can't keep on going straight. You don't have to make a U-turn. You can't make a U-turn. It's a one-way street. You have to either go to the right or to the left. So we assume that's also not called mefulish. Mefulish means you keep on going straight. If you have to turn a right angle to the right or the right angle to the left, that's called ene mefulish. And not only that, many assume that even if it's not a right angle to the right, even if it's, let's say, the 120-degree angle, you can't go straight. It's not approximately straight. The main street is going to twist and turn. So when you look at the street here, you see that the street is not going straight. So many hold that that's not called mefulish. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole different understanding of everything. Rav Moshe is of the opinion that even the dead-end streets around Brooklyn College are Rishus Aram Derais. It says mefulish. He has a different understanding. And he said, they asked him, when he wrote a whole tshuva about the possibility of making the area of Manhattan, so he wrote his opinion. So then someone asked him, why didn't he bring in the issue that the streets are not mefulish? So he writes in the next letter, in the tshuva Sigurus Moshe, he doesn't want to paskin like the Shulchan Aruch because he doesn't agree with the Rishayim who gave that pshat. He has his own pshat, the mefulish. He thinks that the mefulish means every inch of the way should be a Rishus HaRabim Derais. So he says, Lamashal, if you have a street, most of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, and part of the street is narrower than Tezayin Amma, so not only will that part not be Rishus HaRabim Derais, even the part of the street that is Tezayin Amma will also not be Rishus HaRabim Derais, because it's not mefulish means every inch of the way has to be Rishus HaRabim Derais. That's against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, they say, if most of the street, if Rav of the street is Tezayin Amma wide, and Miut of the street is less than Tezayin Amma wide, so there's a svar to say Ruba Kukula, even the part that's less than Tezayin Amma wide, is also Rishus HaRabim Derais. That's a Taisvus in Erevin, in the first parak, where you have the diagram printed in the Taisvus. So Rav Moshe admits that what he's saying is against the Shulchan. He had his own opinions on all of these issues. That's why it's strange that here in Washington Heights, the rabbis and broyers didn't want to supervise an Erev, didn't like the Erev. So they quote Rav Moshe Feinstein says he can't make an Erev. Rav Moshe's opinion is a miyuta de miyuta. Rav Moshe himself admits it's against the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of the things that he said are against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chazon Ish is Mefursam. He became famous because of his chibur on Erev, and he opened up to all the inyanim here. So quoting Rav Moshe regarding Erev is really so strange, because Pashtus is his opinions are the minority opinions. Mishnah Brura quotes the Nesivus, who wrote a Sefer on Chosh Mishpat, the Nesivus on Mishpat, wrote a Sefer on Hilchas Pesach, that's called the Mekor Chaim. He wrote the Chavizdas on Yeridei also. And at the end of the Mekor Chaim, the Sefer on Hilchas Pesach, he has a page and a half, that's called Tikkun Erevin, how to make an Erev in one easy lesson. Mishnah Brura quotes it so much, if you wouldn't know what it was, you would think it's a big Sefer. It's only a page and a half. It's less than a page and a half. And every line, every three quarters of one line has another din and another din. Sometimes he explains the reason, sometimes he doesn't fully explain the reason. So one of the dinim that he has is, and he gives two different reasons. One of the dinim that he has is, if you have an area that's mukav mechitz, let's say you're making an erev in a little village in New Jersey, and you have to put a tzuras ha-pesach somewhere. And then someone has a front lawn that has a fence around it. The fence is 10 tefachim tall. And the front lawn is a mukav mechitza around and around. And there happens to be a tall pole in the middle of the front lawn. That's mukav mechitza. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Tikkun Erevin, from the Nesivus, that if the kohen is terech v'shus hayachid, that's not acceptable. He gives two different explanations why. And the Avnei Nezer and one tshuva tries to do away with the chumra. He tries to do away with the both reasons of the Tikkun Erevin. But then in a later tshuva, he comes to the realization that he's right, and he says what he really meant was something else. The two explanations that he gave, he didn't explain it well. What he really meant to say was a different thing that's called siluk mechitza. That's a term that appears in the Gemara in the end of Erevin. Siluk mechitza means if you have a makom mukav mechitza, it's enclosed with a mechitza around it, so it's as if that area is mesulak mikan, And anything you're going to do inside that area cannot help for outside of the area. So if you're going to have a pole inside a Rishus HaYochid, let's say we used to have the area in the bungalow colony. We used to have a YU bungalow colony. We used to have Rabbi Parnas and Rabbi Noach Goldstein, all of our Shalom, and Rabbi Moshe Yagid, and all your YU, Rabbi Leo Landman from Bernard Revel, all people from YU. So it was a YU bungalow colony. So we made the Erev, and I was learning Erev in that summer, so every week we had to touch up the Erev, because every week we found out that we did it wrong. Every week we would learn another 10 Vlad Gemara until the end of the summer, the Erev was correct. So one of the things that we did wrong was, there was a swimming pool, and we had different hours for the women and different hours for the men. So there was a fence around the swimming pool. So we used a pole that was inside Mukaf Mechitzas. It was inside the area that was enclosed by the fence, which was clearly a Rishus HaYochid. We used a pole that was very tall as one of the Konami Kans. So then we found the Mishnah Berurah quotes this when it's taken Erev, and you can't do that. You can't use a Mechitza. You can't use anything that's inside a Makom Mukaf, because that's the concept of Siluk Mechitza. Then also the Mishkan Es Yankov has a Chumrah, and you want to have Konami Kan Al Gabayim, like the frame of a door. The frame of a door is always the Kana Mikan, the two mezuzot and the mashkava, something separate from the wall itself. You can't use the wall itself. So a lot of times, let's say you have a fence that goes around an area, and the fence is held up with poles. So the poles are part of the fence. So you can't use the poles as a pole for your Tzuras HaPesach. That's part of the structure. You can't use a building. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tikkun Erevin, if you have a Kana Mikan that's more than Dalet Amos long, that's a building. So that doesn't count as a konet. In order to be a mezuzah, you need two mezuzahs and a mashkev. So if the mezuzah is more than Dalet Amos long, then it's a building, so it doesn't count as a mezuzah. So the same thing, if the konet mikan is part of a whole wall, a long wall, a lot of times you have a seawall, and then you have poles holding up the seawall. So the poles that hold up a wall are part of the wall. You can't use that as the konet mikan. It has to be always something separate from the buildings around you. Many of the European Shuvas, several of the European Shuvas write that even though they're machmer, you can't have the pole inside a Makom Mukaf. The pole has to be out. But if you have two poles that are not in the Makom Mukaf, but the wire on top goes over a Rishus HaYochid, goes over a Makom Mukaf, that doesn't bother them. This should really be problematic. I remember, I don't know why it came about like that, when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, Mendel Zaks was the Boichen, he gave Bechinus. Mendel Zaks was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, and he knew a lot of halachim. He was never given the cover that he deserved because he was connected with Yeshiva University. But he knew all over. He knew halacha a lot. So I remember on one occasion I was talking to him. I don't know why. I was very young. And he said, "The in Europe, the Gedolim all assumed they were Mekel, even though they wouldn't allow the pole to be inside the Rishus HaYochid. But if the wire goes over Rishus HaYochid, that they were not machmeran. So when we made the Erev around YU, we were machmeran that also. The Pashtus should also be a problem. Just like you say, Silik Mechitza, if the pole of the Tzuras HaPesach, the Kana Mikan or the Kana Mikan, to the right or to the left. If the call is inside a Makom Mukaf, so you say the Makom Mukaf is Mesulak Mikan. You can't use anything from inside. You can't break out. You can't break into the Rishus HaYochid. So if the wire goes over the Rishus HaYochid, it's also a problem. So we were planning the Erev, so we were walking around, and there was a big mailbox. Not a mailbox where you put in letters. A mailbox where the post office puts the bag of mail that the mailman should deliver that mail. So it's a gigantic box. It has more than dalet al dalet tefachim inside. It's more than 10 tefachim tall. And it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. And the proposed Erev was going to have a wire that was going to go directly above that mailbox. So the mailbox had the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid. So we were concerned. So we're standing on the corner. We're trying to figure out how we're going to reroute the Erev. So the mailman happened to be driving the mail truck. And he says, "You have any problem?" He comes up and said, "Do you have a problem? What are we pilpling about?" So we told me from Yeshiva University, in order for the Orthodox Jews, the religious Jews, to carry on Sabbath and holiday, we have to put these poles and so on, and we have a problem. We have to reroute it because the wire goes over this mailbox. If the mailbox would be 3 feet away on the corner, the mailbox was on the corner, if it would be 3 feet away and a different angle, it would be okay. He says he's going to take care of it. So we come back 3 days later. That was on Thursday or Friday. Come back on Monday. The mailbox was screwed into the ground and cemented in. So he took it out. He was nice enough. It's for Yeshiva University. We have so many people in the neighborhood. So they took it out and they moved it 3 feet away and they cemented it in over there. So we didn't have to have the wire going over the Rishus HaYochid. Now, because of the COVID, so the mayor of the city allowed all of the restaurants to serve meals outside. So some of them made huts outside. So part of the Erev around Yeshiva University goes over one of the huts. When the Erev was originally made, the hut wasn't there. There was no building there. But now that they have this hut, so we had to reroute. So that minig in Europe used to be that there were mekel on that. So we announced that according to the classical poskim, there's room to be mekel. But we would recommend that we want to change it. So they changed it. They rerouted the wire. They it cost money. Every time you want to get Broadway maintenance to do something, it costs you $250 for every $300 something every time you fix something. But they did it. They fixed it. A lot of people you see in the summertime when you go to the summer homes, what people have, so they make makeshift Eruvin. And the poles that are holding the wire are just barely standing. They're leaning, they're standing, and so on. So the Gemara says, economy kan, is only the two mezuzahs have to be sturdy enough, kadei lekabel dela shalkash. The whole idea of a mezuzah is that it can hold the door. If it doesn't have to be a door that'll be 10 feet tall, it has to be a door that'll be 10 tfachim tall. 10 tfachim is a little below my waist. If the economy can is sturdy enough to hold the door that would extend to the other pole, the further away the poles are, the sturdier they have to be. The closer together they are, so the less sturdy they have to be. The pole has to be sturdy enough to hold the economy can. Each mezuzah to the right of the other has to be sturdy enough to hold the door. It doesn't have to be sturdy to hold a metal door. It doesn't have to be sturdy enough to hold a wooden door. It has to be sturdy enough to hold the door that would be used in this part of the world. So let's say I have in my kitchen, I have an accordion door that's from cardboard separating between the kitchen and the dining room. So in our part of the world, that's a common door. So if you have economy, that's sturdy enough to hold the door, a door that would be 10 tefachim tall, that would go from this pole to the other pole. Or or you have a economy can. This one is sturdy enough to hold the door that'll go half the way. This pole is all sturdy enough to hold the door that'll go half the way. And the two doors together will block up the pirtza. And then you'll have mechitzas there. So even though you don't have the doors there, even though you didn't even put the hinges there, you didn't put hinges, you didn't put doors, but you have the two mezuzahs. So that's good. But the further, again, the further away the poles are, so the sturdier they have to be. You cannot have poles 10 blocks away from each other and a wire on top going 10 blocks. You can. The poles are not shayach. The poles may not be sturdy enough to hold the door that can go all the way to the other door. It can go halfway. It's not shayach. The poles have to be sturdy enough to hold the door. This issue of having the wire go over a Rishus HaYochid that we're machmer for. So sometimes you'll have a bus will go under the wire. On Shabbos, the bus will stand there for a few minutes under the wire. So the bus a lot of times has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYochid. A car, a bus has a dimension of a Rishus HaYochid. So we are lenient on that in the following direction. If the bus is only there for a minute, and the Erev is there for the whole Shabbos. So we don't say the Erev is breaking into the Rishus HaYachad of the bus. We say the Erev is there permanently. The bus is only here temporarily. So the bus is breaking into the Rishus HaYachad of the Erev, not that the Erev is breaking into the Rishus HaYachad of the bus. Sometimes you'll have a dumpster. The municipality left a dumpster and people throwing in there. A dumpster will be there for 3 weeks. Dumpster is there for 3 weeks, but the Erev is there for many months. The Erev is there for years. So also, since the dumpster is only there temporarily, as opposed to the Erev, which is there, the wires and the poles there permanently, we say not that the Erev is breaking into the Rishus HaYachad of the dumpster by having the wire go over Rishus HaYachad is Ola Adler Akia, but rather the dumpster is breaking into the Rishus of the Erev. But sometimes I'll leave a dumpster there indefinitely. Not that we know it's going to be removed in 2 or 3 weeks. Then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. Also, what you sometimes have a problem is the following. We make an Erev when there's no, what do you call it? When the workers have to stand on a scaffolding, when there's no scaffolding there. And then they have to fix the front of the building, so they put scaffolding there. So the scaffolding, if it's dollar a dollar tvachim and the workers can stand there, so that's a new ground level. So the pashtus is that the konamikam, the konamikam, the konagadeyam all have to relate to the same ground level. The two konim have to be on the same ground level. And the konagadeyam has to be above that same ground level. So if you have in the middle, in between one kon and the other, you have a building and it has the scaffolding in the front. So the kona al gabeim, the wire on top, goes over the scaffold. That's mitzurif to a different ground level. It's not mitzurif to the same ground level where the two konim are. So we would be machmer to redo the erev, to do over the erev over there. That would be a problem. There are a lot of details. There are a lot of details in making an erev. Okay, maybe we'll open the floor for questions and discussion. Good.
Thank you so much.
Let me unmute 1 second.
Okay.
Are the poles more than 2 meters apart? The kone, more than 2 meters apart, right?